Yeah.
Oh, hi, Jemmy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was following up
Actually,
regarding.
I'm not doing too good.
Oh.
I think one of your leads scanned me for about $3,000, or
Oh,
a little
really?
over 3,000. Yeah. And
Oh.
I was trying to get back into my account to look for his lead information, but yeah, I'm not sure what's going on right now. I haven't filed a police report. It's only been a couple of weeks, so.
Oh my goodness, I think you definitely should.
Yeah, or if you guys could look into it, I think his name is David.
I see that. Hi, this is David from Timber Hut Rental Company.
That
Can you
sounds
help
about
me
right.
at 969 East? Okay, so I'll send this to you in an email just so that you have it. And then
Okay.
let me see here. Right now, your payment is past due for $149 for October 30th. So I want to give you some options just because I don't want that to continue to reoccur because you're having some issues based on that fraudulent transaction that took place. So number
Yeah.
one is I can keep you in the same program that you have right now and reduce it to the corporate pricing of $129 monthly. Or I can, let me see if this would work. I can cancel the program and have you just keep your site, basichandsconstruction.com, and then you would just pay us for the hosting of $29 monthly. So that might
Okay.
be a better way for you to kind of settle this for now so that you can deal with that. And then you could always call back and reinstate the rest of the program later when you want to.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if your company like kind of looked into that or, you know, 'cause that's, if he got me, he's gonna get somebody else. So, you know, I was kind of like red flagging or whatever you guys do.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely pass this on to our legal team because I think they should be made aware of it for sure. Keep in mind though, sometimes just being out on the internet, things like that will happen, you know? So it's not like we can say that he would target any one of our specific clients. He could just be targeting anyone that he finds online. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. But I sent you his info just so that you at least have his phone number and the transcription of what he wrote. So if you know you want to take legal matters, you can. How did he scam you out of the money?
He sent me a check. He said he was gonna pay me half up front and half later. And he sent me a check that was like 4,000 too much. And he said that
Oh.
I had, he wanted me to mail it to, he said he had paint suppliers in California. And he wanted me to get money orders and send it to them and so they can get the paint out to the house. And he was trying to rush me and hurry up and get it done. So, I sent the money out. Well, he canceled the check. It wasn't even a real check, but the bank didn't catch it. And
Wow.
so they cashed it. I sent the money out. And then a few days later, the bank said that we owe 48 or it's 42.50.
Oh no, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that recently happened to my dad too. It was a company that he got an email and it said, your $399 payment that's being sent to Microsoft is not going through. And he thought, oh, I don't have a $399 payment for Microsoft. So he called them and next minute some guy was on his computer screen sharing. And long story short, he defrauded him out of $40,000. It was
Wow.
horrible. Yeah, 'cause what he did was he said, okay, I already put in the payment to go back to you of $399, but I actually accidentally typed in $39,999, and I'm new here, and I'm going to get fired, and I'm going to lose my job, and it's going to fit. And so if you could just wire it back to me, you know, everything will be fine. And somehow or another, my dad wired it back to him, and which is why, like, the banks and the FBI, they're looking into it, but they can't help him because they're like, you're the one that wired it back to him, you know? It's so
right.
sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
terrible.
It's really sad. But yeah, thank you for relaying that. So do you think the $129 option or the $29 option would work better for you for now?
Yeah, definitely the $29.
Okay. So let me just make that adjustment. And then do you want me to try to process that right now or do you need a little bit more time for the $29?
Yeah, I don't have no money on the card yet.
Okay.
But
I
will try to get it on there soon.
Okay. I already made the adjustment, so the new package will just be the website hosting. And then when you get everything squared away, if you want to go back to the, you know, rest of the services, you could always call back and we'll do so at that time, okay?
Okay. Is this a good number to call back?
I'll text it to you. I'm at the 877 number, but my extension is 777, so I'll text you my number just so you have it, okay?
Okay, sure. Sounds good.
All right, and have a really good weekend coming up, too, and a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Jimmy. Okay, bye.
Bye.